Phoenix Audio presents
I'll Always Have Paris, written by Art Buchwald, read by Art Buchwald. Just before she died in July 1994, I told my wife Anne that I was dedicating this book to her. She asked me why, and I said because Paris belonged to both of us. The book was our story, not just mine. She accused me of trying to make her feel better. I denied it and said, I can't write about my life without including you as the star. She sighed. If it will make you happy, go ahead. Writing the book took longer than I expected, and Anne didn't live to see it completed, although I read passages to her on my daily visits to show her how it was coming along. Paris had been the scene of her happiest moments, and after a short while I found she looked forward to correcting my facts and adding details that I had forgotten. Those last days were very precious. Paris brought us together in the beginning, and it brought us together at the end. The city of Paris was founded in 53 BC. Nothing much happened there until June 12, 1948, when I crashed Hemingway's Movable Feast. Until this moment, my life had been a series of zigs and zags. Soon after I was born, my mother was confined to a mental institution, where she remained for 35 years. With my three sisters, I was placed in a Hebrew orphan asylum in New York, and then boarded out with foster parents. At an early age, I discovered...